Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and when someone's in a coma, their brain is functioning, but their body is not.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I don't know what the opposite of a coma is, but whatever it is, basically that's what this show is all about. Our bodies and our mouths are moving, mm-hmm. but our brains are completely dead.
Yeah, not really.
And we're going to prove just how little is going on upstairs with a brand new edition of What's On Your Mind, where we go around the room and find out what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately. Starting with Brooke, what's on your mind?
Well, I finally did it. For the first time ever, I watched a Star Wars movie.
Congratulations.
I'd never seen one. I'd seen clips, maybe. Tidbits through the years, but never a movie.
Which one did you watch?
The very first one. We had to start at the very beginning.
That's a good suggestion. Is that A New Hope?
Yeah. And I came away with three things.
You okay?
I just didn't know, right? One, Luke Skywalker, you guys, is a farmer.
Yeah, he's like a poor kid.
He started as a farmer.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? Why is that not more like
a
bigger
part of
piece?
It? What, you want them to sell like farmer action figures at him?
I'm like shocked.
I want to know how they're growing stuff on space. In space,
oh,
man.
Okay,
so you want to know about space agriculture?
I just think it should have been a bigger piece of the plot line.
Okay.
Two, it was always depicted to me that C-3PO and R2-D2 are buddies.
Yeah.
That is not true. R2-D2 is just out there living his best life. What does C-3PO do? Just whine about R2-D2's behavior. I mean, C-3PO is completely droid-shaming R2-D2 through that entire movie.
He's just very formal, and he tells on people because he's like, that's against the rules. That is not correct.
I'm just saying, R2-D2, get yourself a better droid best friend.
Oh, he's like a babysitter, bro.
Sucks. Yeah. I don't like C-3PO.
No, I'm with you.
Okay?
He needs to get an Alexa or maybe
so
a Roomba to be his sidekick.
Seriously.
Okay. I hope George Lucas is listening to this right now because he needs to know the next Star Wars movie, more farms, more farming, and more competent droids.
Right.
Okay. Jose, what have you been thinking about lately?
Well, I've been wanting to invest in stocks for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like stuff, you know, like rich people do.
It
seems financially responsible people do, right?
Yeah.
So a couple days ago, I finally took my friends and my family's advice and I invested in the stock market for the very first time.
Yeah.
Oh. I officially am a stockholder.
That's exciting.
Woo-hoo.
But
after
the first 24 hours, I lost over $400. And I tell my friends, I'm like, you guys, remember those stocks you told me to invest in?
Yeah.
I know I'm not supposed to look all the time, but literally the first day, I'm down almost $500.
Right.
Buy high, sir.
And they were like, oh, it's down? Buy more. And I go, no, I just lost $500. Yeah, but when the stocks are down, that's when you gotta buy, Jose.
Right.
Oh, no.
So then I put more money into it.
Oh, you did.
And the next day I lost more money.
No.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, is this a scam?
I think that you need to talk to a financial advisor if you actually want to get into the stock market.
This isn't fun.
Instead of your buddies telling you a hot tip.
This is like the bad sequel to Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, exactly.
Sheep of Wall Street.
Margot Robbie's in a tub just shaking her head.
Yeah.
Like, these are not the guys.
Oh, man. Social media coordinator Alexis, what's been on your mind?
So I'm sad I ruined something of mine that I love.
Okay.
And it was kind of my fault because it happened on my quest for financial independence.
Okay.
One would say. Yeah. So as you know, I don't have a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to get more.
I mean, you're 22, just graduated college. That's typical.
Exactly.
Right.
So yes, I sold wet sock videos for a little while.
Okay.
And the business dried up. Except for one loyal customer of mine.
Yes.
Okay.
Who has stayed around.
Good.
And recently asked me for another video.
What do you do in the videos?
So this one was a 5-minute one, so I upped my price a little. So about $100, and I wear skinny jeans, white socks, and this time instead of my black Vans, per usual, it was my white Vans he asked for.
Ooh,
okay. For brand new, but I fill the bathtub, and I just sit in it, and he says, just have fun with your feet.
Yeah. And you're clothed?
Yeah, skinny jeans.
Okay.
This is so weird.
So I'm like a little hesitant for my white shoes, my new ones, in a bathtub. But it's like water, shoes, they'll clean them, right?
Where is this going?
Yeah.
So I get in, I do my video. I put my clothes out to dry afterwards. And my shoes are brown. That's where it's going.
Oh, no.
You
guys,
bathe more.
What are you doing in the bath?
I don't know. But my shoes are brown now. And a new pair costs like as much as it costs to do that.
You need to worry about why your bath water's brown first.
Yeah.
No, has anybody else put white shoes in a bath before and had that happen?
I've never done it.
This is the perfect question to ask our listeners. Text
like
into 78592. What advice do you have for Alexis for taking
you.
A bath fully clothed where her shoes don't get dirty?
This should be a product commercial.
I hope someone helps you.
Okay, thanks, guys. Jeffrey,
what's on your mind?
Well, apparently, like Alexis, you guys know, I really don't take care of myself or my body very much at all. I eat chocolate muffins for every meal. I have multiple 5-hour energies a day. And I haven't manscaped since the Clinton administration. Is that TMI?
No, just say welcome to the jungle. Yeah.
Anyway, recently my hair was getting out of control.
Oh.
To the point where my mom was trolling me on social media about it.
She wasn't just trolling you. She wrote me too and offered to pay for new pictures for the show because you looked so terrible.
Yeah.
Her words, not mine.
So the other week I decided, you know what? I'm just going to book a hair appointment.
Okay.
Good.
You're going to give in.
And when I showed up, the stylist took one look at my mop and said, nope, can't do it.
What?
No way.
100% serious. This lady told me I had too much hair and it would take 3 people and a couple weed whackers in order to deal with it.
So
they actually made me reschedule for a day when they had more hours available.
Wait,
back to them?
I had to go back a week later when they had more time.
Oh, honey, we'll find you a new stylist.
Yeah, dude, don't go to them.
Never in my life have I had a stylist pass on cutting my hair. Anyway, went back, had a different person, and finally got it done.
It looks good, so maybe you do stick with them.
I don't like grooming like this because as soon as I do, Brooke gets all excited. She loosens an extra button on her clothes.
Totally.
Her glasses get all steamy. It gets awkward in studio.
Yes.
Anyway, you can peep my pic on Brooke and Jeffrey's social media page. Go check it out.
Okay.
Just don't tell Brooke where to find it. I don't want it to get any more awkward than it is. And text into 78592. Tell us what you've been thinking about lately. We'll read your text right after this. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.